music from 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Been far, far away. Thank you for coming back to me. I'm back. Thank you very much for your patience, and thank you very much to that lady that you just heard singing, Jessica Hoop, for her fabulous dep last week. Thanks to Jess, thanks to Jimmy, and thanks to Mike, my deputies, for standing in for me while Elbow were on tour. I was singing on that tune with Jessica Hoop. As you, I'm sure you're already aware, I met Jessica through this programme and then she ended up touring with us and then she ended up falling for my mate and tour manager, Tom Piper, and then we stole her from LA and she now lives in Manchester with us. I was singing back up on that song with her, and apart from thanking her for the depth, the reason I played that tune is because the theme of this week's show is bands that Elbow have toured with over the years, because it's the easiest way to lead to my hilarious and engaging anecdotes. But I have missed you, and I promise I won't go away again for a terribly, terribly long time. In fact, the next time I go away anywhere, because Elbow are having not a year off exactly, we're having 6 months off, but we're not going to be playing live for at least a year. And in that time, I'm going to be writing and travelling. I'm going to go to Chile, and I'm going to take you with me. And I'm going to go to New York, and I'm going to take you with me. All that coming up in the next year. Do you know what? I've just assumed you know who I am. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. And this could be my finest hour. Thank you very much for listening. For one reason and another, I've been thinking about David Bowie a lot, and maybe I'll tell you one day what I've been thinking about David over the past month. But in any case, I'm going to play a bit of David in a minute. Also coming up on the programme, the overwhelming response to my claim that songs that mention food in any way, I don't know why, but I've never liked songs that mention food. It just feels like it's not the right place for it or something like that. Anyway, overwhelming response from you lot, and I'll be playing the best of the foodie song choices from you lot. Also, a great three-part Desert Island disc this week. John Peel's Desert Island discs we're going to listen to throughout the show in three different parts. And what was the other thing? There was another theme. No, it has escaped me. Anyway, hope you enjoy this Bowie tune. It's one of the ones that pops into my head all the time. Lovely to be back. Happy Sunday.
Too long blonde hair and your eyes are blue. The only thing I ever got from you was sorrow. Sorrow. You're acting funny, trying to spend my money. You're out there playing your high class games of sorrow. Sorrow. Sorrow.
David Bowie and Sorrow. Couple of emails, I think, before we move on. A couple of people very moved by Danny Kaye's Inchworm. Thomas Clayton's a painter, and he was going to suggest playing it. Doesn't like calling himself an artist, even though he clearly is. The artist Thomas Clayton there. And Sarah Selman got in touch as well and said that she had a request on British Forces Radio for a fourth birthday when her dad was stationed abroad in 1973. And that was the last time she heard Inchworm. She finishes her email with, "You never fail to amaze me. That's why I love the show." Did you hear that, everybody? Yes. Doing it right. What have we got here? John Smith offering his praise. He says the show's keeping him sane. Louise Gabriel listens to the show in the bath. Thanks for that image, love. Rob Chadwick says it gets him through his work experience at the moment. And Aglaia Crony says kisses from Northern Greece. And Abina Boakua Ansa says, "Just a quick hello to say that your show has seen me through my depressing history seminar. Thank you. It's like a music education week in, week out. For me too, I have to say. And apparently I'm your Mr. Miyagi." I quite like that image as well. Megan Stewart really loved Alayla Diane recently. She said her vocals are beautiful. And also, hearing Lou Reed's Berlin made her smile because she's moving to Berlin, leaving her beloved Scotland. And she says the show will be a home from home for her. We do have a lot of expats tuning in, something that makes me very proud indeed. The Cairo Gang are seemingly named after a perhaps mythical group of British intelligence agents that fought the IRA in Michael Collins' era sort of troubles. Nobody's sure if they actually existed. There's photographs that might be them, might not be them. But apparently, yes, they were British intelligence agents. Pretty heavy subject to name your band after. But it does end up being a better name than Elbow. This is the Cairo Gang, and now you are one of us.
us who will keep on.
The Cairo Gang, and Now You Are One of Us. Good, wasn't it? Of course it was. Because everything on Six Music is, with the exception of You Be Illin' by Run DMC, which rears its ugly head now and again, and Everything by Pop Will Eat Itself on the playlist, and Carter Unstoppable Sex Machine, and The Divine Comedy. Apart from that, everything on Six Music is brilliant.
Okay. Are we ascending?
Yeah.
The Beatles did it in Savile Row in 1970. U2 did it on top of a liquor store in Los Angeles in 1987. Brian May did it on top of Buckingham Palace. And now me, Sean Keaveney of the Six Music Breakfast Show. I'm about to follow in those hallowed rock and roll footsteps by going up on top of the roof of Six Music. And shout from the rooftops just how wonderful the breakfast show is. I want to tell the world!
So that's Sean.
We can't go up there. We haven't filled out a health and safety form.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Almost shouting it from the rooftops.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
This next tune is our first foodie song for Guy recommendation. So I protested that I don't like songs mentioning food. And then Adam Rosengard got in and reminded me of this. It's like he was reaching back through time and waking me up as a child. He says, Guy, that's a very strange image I've just woven, isn't it? Sorry about that. So you're looking for food songs then. You probably know this one, but it's a belter. One of my favourites is Starfish and Coffee by Prince from the Sign of the Times album. Beats Richard Burton any day. That's right. My food rant was started by MacArthur Park, was it? And it wasn't Richard Burton. It was Richard Harris. But, MacArthur Park about the cake melting in the rain. Ridiculous song, but hilarious with it. Here's Starfish and Coffee from Prince. This sounds to me like it was written very, very quickly. Sign of the Times, of course, a classic Prince record. Perhaps his most famous. But, yeah, this song sounds really casual and kind of impulsive and not worked on very hard. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like a child's nursery rhyme. In fact, it's all about kids, really. Here we go, it's Prince with Starfish and Coffee. First of our food song for Guy recommendations, thanks to Adam Rosengard.
It was 7:45 on the line to bring to teacher Miss Kathleen. First was Kevin, then came Lucy, third in line was me. All of us were ordinary compared to Cynthia Rose. She always stood at the back of the line, a smile beneath her nose. Her favorite number was 20, and every single day, if you ask her what you had for breakfast, this is what she'd say. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds and a tangerine, a side on a ham. If you set your mind free, baby, maybe you understand. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam. Cynthia wore the prettiest dress with different color socks. Sometimes I wonder if the mates were in her lunchbox. Me and Lucy opened it with Cynthia one around. Like the one she draws on every wall, in every school. But it's alright, it's for worthy cause. Gonson, I keep saying starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds.
That bring back any memories for you? It certainly did me. Prince with Starfish and Coffee. Let's move straight on to another song for Guy. Food recommendation. Alex Lidiate? Is that how you pronounce it? Am I overpronouncing it? It reminds me, actually. They've got a bitter called Bombardier in my local pub, the Church Inn in Prestwich. And one of my mates sent my friend John to the bar for a pint of Bombardier. I thought that was quite a good gag. Anyway, yeah, Alex Lidiate, however you pronounce your name, says, no food songs is a bad call, Guy, I'm afraid, for it means you are without King Curtis' Memphis Soul Stew. Love, Alex. Well, I heard that. I've never heard this before, but it really is quite a delicious recipe.
Today's special is Memphis Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're gonna tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of base. Now I need a pound of fat back drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This gonna taste all right. Now just a little pinch of organ. Now give me a half a pint of horn. Place on the burner and bring to a boil. That's it right there. Now beat well.
When you hear saxophone like that, I'm reminded of this saxophonist that used to play with my mate's band when I was a kid. I was about 17. I think he was like in his mid-30s then. You'd know he was coming because the first thing you'd see was his girlfriend. She was like platinum blonde and she used to squeeze into like a hot pink vest and skin-tight trousers. And she'd part the crowd and get them out of the way for him. And he'd appear muscular, you know, loads of fake tan. Also in a hot pink vest and skin tight trousers, very much in love, the cheesiest couple ever. And he used to play saxophone like that. okay, Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti. Who is Ariel Pink? Well, he wouldn't at all object to me referring to him as a weirdo. He goes out of his way to be an oddball, including dyeing his hair pink and fashioning it like he's in Slade. But he's written this really lovely tune. His album's called Mature Themes. The song's called Mature Themes. And I read a little bit of press surrounding it. And Ariel Pink seems to think he's matured as a musician and as a person for this new batch of songs. So let's have a listen to what he's up to.
As a girl with a boy to be one, for I solemnly devote myself to thee. I'm sorry, but it's true, truth is shameful and vile. So I'm not real and I won't call you, and I wanna talk about mature things daily. And I want it to be good, I want it to be good, and I want it to be good, my baby. I want it to be good, to be good, to be good. I want it to be good, baby. Now let's take steps to rectify your whole life. Take this gift I gave to thee, a promise to be true. Embrace, imagine, imaginations that suit you. Yeah, I wanna talk about mature things, taboo. And I want it to be good, I want it to be good, and I want it to be good, my baby. I want it to be good, to be good, to be good. You. I wish I was taller than 5'4". 35 years of my life spent computing it all. I want it to be good, I want it to be good, I want it to be good, my baby. I want it to be good, to be good, to be good, I want it to be good, my baby.
Ariel Pink and Mature Themes. Quite Joe Jackson-y, quite Elvis Costello-y, wasn't it? That's not all it was. I thought it was really good and original in lots of ways. But it reminded me of those guys. A few more emails, I think. So in my recent outburst on food, which has become the theme of this week's programme because of the overwhelming response from you lot, I also mentioned Martika's Kitchen. I don't know if you remember, Something's Cooking in Martika's Kitchen, baby. That popped into my head, as things do. Michael Cowie got in touch and he said, I listened to your show on the iPlayer and managed to catch your mention of Martika's Kitchen. Here are a few fun facts about the song. I already like Michael. Here are a few fun facts. He had me at that. First of all, it was sung by Martika. Okay. Otherwise known as Maria Marrero, I should say. She was an actress before she was a singer. In addition to being one of the kids in the film Annie, she was in a kids show called Kids Incorporated and was featured in a Mr. T video called Be Somebody or Be Somebody's Fool. She was asked by Prince to record for him. She wrote for Patti LaBelle, and after her first album, she was in a TV show called Wise Guy, playing a lounge singer named Dahlia Mendes. Martika's Kitchen, the song, was written and produced by Prince, who we've already heard from this week once. Marvellous, isn't it? And then he gives me a food-related suggestion, which I think that was Starfish and Coffee as well, actually. Certainly a Prince song that he recommended. Thank you, Michael, for those few fun facts. what else is going on with you lot? Paul Kinder says, Guy, I don't normally do this kind of thing, but I thought you should know that the great Jimmy Webb wrote that song. You're going to have to be more specific, Paul. I play approximately 30 tunes a week. I don't know which one you mean. Guy, great to hear Opus 4 on the radio. The only female credited on the album sleeve, other than Anne Dudley, is a Camilla Pilkington, whoever she might be. Cheers from Mike Bond. Thanks for the Art of Noise fact. When I joined Elbow, the first time I met Pete Turner, he's fond of reminding me, I was wearing a German army parka, which was all the rage in those days, with a painting on the back. Now, that quite often happened, but it was usually Fields of the Nephilim or something like that that people had the back on the back of the coats. I had an Art of Noise album sleeve painted on the back of my coat, like a total geek. Barry Middleton's been in touch. He says, you might already know about this book, but Astronomy Photographer of the Year came out recently. It contains some absolutely stunning photos, which I suppose you'd expect given the title. Thought I'd let you know, because you're a fan of the spacey stuff. Thanks, Barry. I've actually put that book on my Christmas list. Did I just mention the C word? I think I did. Christmas is coming, everyone. Face it, I'm feeling festive. You're not going to escape from it on this programme. Simon Seal pointed out that a song mentioning food that he knows for a fact I love is Tom Waits' Chocolate Jesus. He says, not to mention all the other delights in Zerelda Lee's candy store. Love, Simon. It is such a tune. It's great. Here he is. At certain points, actually, in this song, I feel like Tom Waits is making it up. In fact, quite often, I think he improvises his middle eights. See if you concur, Dr. Music. Tom Waits with Chocolate Jesus.
Hello. On my knees to pray. Don't memorize the books of the Bible. Got my own special way. I know Jesus loves me. Maybe just a little bit more. I fall down on my knees every Sunday. At Zerelda Lee's candy store. Well, I've got to be a chocolate Jesus. Make me feel good inside. Got to be a chocolate Jesus. Keep me satisfied. Well, I don't want no apples, don't want no almond joy. There ain't nothing better than suitable for this boy. Well, it's the only thing that can pick me up. It's better than a cup of gold. You see, only a chocolate Jesus will satisfy my soul. Chocolate Jesus, it's good enough for me. make me feel so good inside. Got the bit of chocolate, Jesus, keeping me satisfied.
Wonderful. Tom Waits and Chocolate Jesus, a foodie song for Guy recommendation from Simon Seal. Good name. Do you reckon Simon Seal's ever covered I'm the Walrus? Oh dear. Time to dive into the BBC archive and surface clutching not one, but three audio pearls for your delectation. This week's Desert Island Disc is a special three-parter from the late, great, much cherished, beloved and missed John Peel. Here he is talking about one of his favourite songs.
Do you sort of champion the new for new's sake, or do you actually have to like the sound? I know it's difficult for you to define what
it is. Difficult. No, I do genuinely like it, but there is. I like it, I suppose, really, because I like it when people are making records because they have to be made, you know. But there comes, if they are in any way successful at all, there comes a point very quickly at which they're making records to order, to the requirements, not just of the record company and accountants and so forth, but also to the requirements of the audience. You know, the audience having, a mass audience anyway, having accepted a record by a particular band, then wants something which is vaguely similar the next time out. It's rather like if you buy cornflakes or something and you like them and you go to the supermarket to buy them again. You don't want them to be ginger flavoured or something whimsical like that. You want them to be pretty much as they were previously. And that's what happens with bands, I think. And so there comes a point, usually quite early in their career, if they're at all successful, as I say, in which they start to make things which just don't interest me anymore. And it's not kind of, again, elitism or any kind of peculiar snobbery. It's whatever the element was that attracted me initially is somehow bled out of them by the process, the record company processes. I always feel that perhaps the music that I like, and I do genuinely like it, and the stuff that I play on the radio is really my own way of going out on the streets and righting those wrongs which I feel should be righted.
That's the confrontational side.
Yes, yes.
That's the hooligan inside.
That's right, trying to get out, just whack people over the head.
Right, some more music.
Well, over the past decade, there's been one band whose music has pleased me, I think, probably more than anybody else's. That's been The Fall from Manchester, and they're still around. I suppose they're about the only band which actually does sort of last from one end of the decade to the other. Almost any of their records would give me great pleasure, but Eat Yourself Fitter is a particular favourite.
I'm in the furniture trade, got a new job today. Stick the crescent, the number three lathe. Said you're too smart for here. Said I'll see the manager. He was the manager.
Eat yourself bitter.
Up the stairs, mister.
Eat yourself bitter.
Analytics of God. My type worked out. Analytics on me. The poison render, I grope about. And when I go out, my mind splits. My eyes dot hurt. The musical chairs have been swallowed up by a cuddly group who land and rub off, hoping that whatever it is, I'll land and rub off. To meet ya.
Eat yourself bitter.
Up the stairs, mister.
Eat yourself bitter.
Became a recluse. I bought a computer. Set it up in the home. A lucid big one on the screen. Saw the Holy Ghost, I swear, on the screen. Where? Where's the cursor? Where's the eraser? Where's the cursor? Where's the eraser? G-O-H-O-H-O-9-O. 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 H-O-9-O. G-O-H-O. What's a computer?
Eat yourself better.
What's a computer?
Eat yourself better.
Eat yourself better! Who tells you what? The tape on your venture. How do you know? The frogs you miss are worse than those you single out. And what do you do when the rental's off and your bottom rack is full of biz? Saddam, panic in Wardour, panic in Granada Land, panic all over by the wretched time shooters and by their lights. Well, starry night, the powers that be, I'll have to meet. I have no choice but to eat each other.
Eat yourself better.
Eat each other.
Eat yourself better.
Straight back, ogre entered, his brain aflame with all the dreams it had conjured, it had conjured, it had conjured, it had conjured. A bit dumb, a bit dumb, a bit dumb. Don't wanna be a bit dumb. Don't wanna. Centimeter square.
Eat yourself better.
Said it purged fear.
Eat yourself better.
Is Weekends on BBC Radio 6 Music.
It's an old friend with a really good record collection.
It's always great to hear new things.
This is what 6 Music's all about, is to be able to give the audience what they're searching for.
Tunage of the highest order.
They've got one foot in the past and one foot in the future.
The presenters have a passion for music.
I turned into a complete guitar anorak today.
Music is my religion.
A lot
either for DJs or our musicians themselves.
Gee, you're cold getting dumb. I grew up on that stuff.
Everyone is really in it for the music.
It is a visceral, emotional roller coaster.
Ludicrous snare sound on there.
A music loving radio station.
Nice. Feeling all nice and warm now.
Hello, I'm Guy Garvey.
I'm Keris Matthews.
Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service.
This is Giles Peterson.
And ladies and gentlemen, there's always sunshine here on the Hughie Show.
Hello, I'm Tom Robinson.
Fasten your seatbelts.
That's Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
This is Weekends on BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Now then, it's hard to imagine a time before singers were front and centre in bands, a time where songs were more famous than the people who performed them. But until the late 20s, music became popular thanks to dance bands and the sale of sheet music, and singers were seen as incidental to a song's success rather than the other way round. Then came the proliferation of gramophone recording, and suddenly the crooner was king. One of the original and greatest of these musical heartthrobs was Al Boley. Handsome, with a silky smooth voice, his interpretation of the songs of the day earned him the nickname The Big Swoon. In his career, he made over 1,000 records, as well as giving countless radio performances and appearing everywhere from Raffles Hotel in Singapore to the Monsignor restaurant in London, bringing passion to the ballroom with such songs as Close Your Eyes. A dreamy foxtrot guaranteed to set couples' hearts racing as they whirled around the room to his swooping, sentimental tones. Despite his untimely death in a London blitz, Al Boley's music, captured forever by his copious recordings, survives as testament to the man who brought romance to the masses and whom many regard as the first true pop star. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Your head on my shoulder and sleep. Close your eyes and I will close mine. Close your eyes. Let's pretend that we're both counting sheep. Close your eyes. Oh, this is divine. Music plays something dreamy for dancing while we're here romancing. It's love's holiday and love will be our guide. Close your eyes. When you open them, dear, I'll be near by your side. So won't you close your eyes.
Owl Bowley. I didn't know about Owl before today. I love that. And that's from, of course, our wonderful Beckopedia. Isn't she clever? And before that, you heard The Fall, Eat Yourself Fitter, which is one of John Peel's Desert Island discs. The very much missed John Peel. When I think about him dying, actually, I remember this chap that used to turn up at all the jam nights in Manchester. So I've actually performed with him. I've sang while he's been playing guitar. And can't remember his name, Kenny Eck. But he was a very shy fella. He used to come and perform, he used to come and play his music, but was very, very shy otherwise. And I remember seeing him the day after John Peel died, and the first thing out of his mouth was, John Peel's died, and he looked so upset. And I said, yeah, I said, it's really hit everybody. And I'm really not a fan of national outpourings of grief. I think I find it really disturbing, actually, when everybody's sad at the same time for somebody they never met. But there was a genuine heartache. I felt a real... really, really sad about John dying, like everybody did. And this fella, he was a mess. He was just a total mess. And the only thing he could say was, it's like I've lost my best friend. I thought, God, he was that person, so many people, wasn't he? But chip off the old block, Tom Ravenscroft is an amazing broadcaster, isn't he? Here on the wonderful Six Music. More from John Peel in a wee bit anyway, and thanks to the Beckopedia. So the theme of this week's show is bands that Elbow have toured with. It's an excuse for me to A, play all my mates' music, and B, talk you through some of the more amazing times of my life. The Acorn are a great band that I discovered through this programme. Their debut album, Glory Hope Mountain, was just wonderful. It was based around the lead singer, Rolf's mother's flight from Honduras as a child. Rolf's dad died quite suddenly, and he realised he didn't know enough about his old man, so he started interviewing his mum about her life and got this incredible backstory. She escaped an abusive childhood, and it meant crossing a swollen, flooded river with a stranger, keeping her afloat. That was just one of the stories on that amazing record. Here is Flood Part 2. And just to show off a bit, I had the great honour of singing one of the harmonies with the band when they played it live on our tour. If any of you are listening, lots of love from the L Boys. Here is the Acorn with Flood Part 2.
Make your way to
great, eh? The Acorn from Glory Hope Mountain. If you buy one album this week on my recommendation, buy Glory Hope Mountain by The Acorn. You'll cherish it forever. You'll thank me forever. Another Song for Guy food recommendation now from Jenny in Gloucestershire. Where is it? She says, I can't believe that you can dislike Punky's Dilemma by Simon and Garfunkel. The song is so lovely. Jenny on her narrowboat in Gloucestershire, first time ever writing to a radio show. Welcome, welcome, Jenny. Everybody at home, say it with me. Welcome, Jenny. There you go. And have a lovely life on your narrowboat. I'm dead jealous. Here's Simon and Garfunkel and Punky's Dilemma. Or shall I say it like this? Punky's Dilemma.
Wish I was a Kellogg's cornflake, floating in my bowl, taking movies, relaxed in a while, living in style, talking to a raisin occasion who plays L.A. Wish I was an English muffin, got to make the most out of a toaster. I'd ease myself down, coming up brown. I prefer boysenberry more than any ordinary jam. I'm a citizens for boysenberry jam fan. Jane, best wishes, Morton. Oh, Roger, drive, Roger, even by the basement door. Everybody knows what he's tiptoeing down there for.
Is Guy Garvey.
Six. Music.
BBC Radio.
Six. Music.
I once knew a man, been everywhere. Gave me a tiny ivory ball, said it would bring me good. Never believed it would until I had been loving you. Dear old man, he'd seen most everything. Gave me a piece of advice, said it would do me well. I couldn't really tell until I had been loving you. Now it seems things are not so strange. I can see more clearly. Suddenly I found my way. I know the old man would laugh. He spoke of love's sweeter days, and in his eloquent way, I think he was speaking of you. You are so lovely, you didn't have to say a thing. But I remember that old man telling me he'd seen the light. Gave me a small brown leather book, insisted that he was right. fine old friend now.
Old Man by Love. That reminds me of being about 14 in Joseph Devlin's bedroom. His Uncle Paddy gave him his record collection when he was about 14, when Joe was about 14. And we spent a summer going through it, and we discovered everything from Conflict to Stiff Little Fingers to Love and to Syd Barrett. It was a brilliant summer. And really, that box of records, I think, changed my perception of life, made me want to be a musician. So thanks to that, Joe's Uncle Paddy. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and I'm going to show off slightly now. I heard this next tune by the Magnetic North, who it's Simon from the Verves Band, a lovely man and a great raconteur, actually. Simon tells a very good story about Peter Buck from REM, which I'm not going to repeat on the radio because I wouldn't do it justice, no other reason. But Simon's a lovely man. I heard this song, I'm vaguely aware of the band, I think we've played them once before, but I really loved this song, and I found myself thinking about Stella Page, who is one of the violinists that works with Elbow. She has worked with us, I'd say, for about 10 years, maybe more than that, 12 years perhaps. If you're looking at a picture of Elbow, if you happen to see us playing, she's the very pretty blonde girl at the back with a big smile. She's lovely. And I found myself wondering how she's doing while listening to this next track. And then I thought, I can hear Stella playing on that. And I'm very proud of my ears, everybody. This is the second time that I've picked Stella Page's violin playing out of a crowd of violins, if that's a technical term. The other time was on Hong Kong by Gorillaz. I thought, that sounds like our Stell. Haven't I got good ears? Yeah. You'd hope so, wouldn't you? Here is Bay of Sky by the Magnetic North. I think it's great, and our Stella plays beautifully on it, of course.
Coming in like an arrow, coming up over the sea. It's all there, taking it back to nothing. Every little thing I know. Every little thing I heard, sitting up by the aisle, seeing with tired eyes. So shutting up for the winter. Let's slow up here. So then, taking it back to nothing. Every little thing I know. Every little thing I've heard.
The Magnetic North and Bay of Scale, I think it's pronounced, I'm not sure. One of the themes this week is bands that Elbow have toured with over the years. Our first UK tour and our first US tour were both big thanks to Doves. They had us supporting them on both our first tours. And Jimmy, long before he was my friend, was really kind about the band and the press and talked our first album up, A Storm, and really helped us out. It's a wonderful thing when you support a band that are really generous verbally on stage and in all their radio and their press, if they mention you, you know, it helps out a great deal. And it's thanks to bands like Doves that Elbow have a career at all. While we were making our first album, we got hold of demos of their first record, Lost Souls, and it blew us away. It's amazing. And of course, as you know, Jimmy Depp's for me on this programme and is my very good friend. I love him very much. This is the first tune I fell in love with by Doves. It's from Lost Souls. It's called The Cedar Room. I'm sure you're all aware of it, but if you're not, stop what you're doing for a few minutes. Well, for 7 minutes and 39 seconds, actually. Turn this up and fall in love. Ladies and gentlemen, Doves. We'll be right back. Amazing and fresh. Doves and the Cedar Room from Lost Souls. If that was your first time hearing that track, I want your reaction in an email, please. Make the title of your email Cedar Room Feedback so that Peter Hardy can pluck it from the inbox with ease. I want to know your initial reactions if that's the first time you've ever heard that song.
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Gideon Cow.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Aphex Twin, Gillian Welch, Williams, Tom Waits, Cravats, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Captain Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boy, Viv Stanch, Wilco, Mickey Newby, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat, Says Gans, I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the Six Music listeners, and that's it.
Gideon Cow, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio.
Six
Music.
Let's have another snippet from the late, great John Peel and his Desert Island Discs.
You became a bit of a cult, and it's not a tag that you like, is it?
Not at all, no, not really. I mean, I find, you know, people will do this, and it's... If you try to avoid having an image and just be yourself, which obviously is much easier, really. It's like the difference between telling truth and telling lies. Because if you tell lies, you have to try and remember what it is that you said and to whom you said it. Whereas if you just tell the truth, it's a lot easier. You know, there's nothing to remember. And so it's just a lot easier to be yourself. But people really, at times in the past, not so much now, but in the past, people have... You know, the kind of lack of image becomes an image in itself, and you can't escape from it. People will try and... make you fit into some kind of, you know, something that they've developed in their own mind.
Let's have your second record there.
Well, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was standing in the fog on Stowmarket Station, and there was nobody else on the platform waiting for the train into London, and the only light was very diffused light through the fog, and I was standing at the end of the platform, and behind the station there's an industrial estate, and very, very faintly and very tinnily from the industrial estate, I could hear Roy Orbison's It's Over, and it was a magical moment.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore. Golden days before they end, whisper secrets to the wind. Your baby won't be near you anymore. Tender nights before they fly, send falling stars that seem to cry.
great song with a lovely story attached. Roy Orbison and It's Over, as chosen by John Peel. Six Music is celebrating the cassette tape. Strange, you may say, if you, like me, couldn't wait to get rid of cassettes. But they do have a lot of fond memories attached. It's funny, I'm not from an affluent background by any stretch of the imagination, but I always had a Walkman from being very young. It was almost like it was considered important enough a thing to have in our family. And I'm so glad. I remember my first one was a red Toshiba Walkman, and it had orange foam headphones. And the buttons were in the middle of the tape spools. That was its feature, the forward and rewind buttons. And I can remember listening to the Art of Noise on the back of the school bus after I'd done my milk round in the morning. God, can you hear the Hovis music now? Can you hear Dvorak creeping up? Is it Dvorak did the Hovis music? It's not important. Anyway, one cassette that was very, very important to me was when I used to clean the changing rooms and toilets in a private members golf club, which, thank God, has been levelled now. Anyway, I used to work in there very early in the morning. And the only reason I could do the job, because my boss wasn't a nice man and the job was difficult, the only reason I could do it was because I was allowed to wear a Walkman. I walked out of every job I ever had where I couldn't listen to music, which worked out all right for me in the end, I suppose. But in any case, my sister Boop, who's a huge influence on my taste in music, made me a tape, and I listened to it over and over again, and I'd know by which song I was on how much work I had left to do and how soon I could go home. So this next tune reminds me of being in the ladies' changing rooms hoovering, age however old I was, 21. It's Eddie Vedder and Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. It's called The Long Road, and it's an amazing, amazing tune.
Oh.
Same tape cassette compilation that had that tune on, which was Eddie Vedder and Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan and The Long Road, also had this tune on next. I'll just go straight into it now so you can pretend you're cleaning the changing rooms with me, if that's your thing.
I'm not afraid to
go. I Go to Sleep from the Pretenders. I think it's a Kinks song, that. I might be wrong. I like the fact that she's singing a little more Germanically. It might be this, the presence of the cymbal and making her want to Cold War it up a bit. I think she was one of my first crushes, actually, Chrissie Hynde. And I found out when I was in Australia that she's aware of my existence on the planet. I know that because there's a chap, what did he call him? He runs a chat show in Australia. He's called, oh, he's a lovely bloke as well, Chit Chat. I think they call him Chit Chat, which I found hilarious. Anyway, Chrissie Hynde told Chit Chat that he looked like me. That's great, isn't it? Chrissie Hynde knows who I am. Dead cool. Yeah, she was definitely my first crush. Either her or Tyne Daly when she was in Cagney and Lacey. I don't know. I had a real thing for her. Might be a maternal thing. The next tune on my cassette tape that I used to clean the golf club to, that my wonderful sister Boot made for me, was this next song from Joan Armour Trading. Love and Affection. It's a joyful thing.
I am not in love, but I'm open to persuasion, east or west, where's the best for romancing with a friend? I can smile, but with a lover I could hold my head back. Now if I can feel the sun in my eyes and the rain on my face, why can't I feel love? Really love, really love, really love, really love, really love, 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 love. Love, love. Now I got all the friends that I love. I may need my home, but I should just stick to those that I have got. With friends I still feel so insecure. Little darling, I believe you can help lot. Just take my hand and leave me where you will. No conversation, no way good night.
We'll give you love.
Just make love with affection. Sing me another love song, but this time with a little dedication. Sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it. Once more with the feeling, give me love, give me love, give me love. Love,
with affection.
Joan Armatrading and Love and Affection. Let's have our third and final Desert Island disc from the wonderful John Peel.
How long will you last on the desert island?
Not very long, I'm afraid. I'm hopeless about the house. I mean, I can change light bulbs and things like that. And I did once put up a corner cupboard, and it's been there for something like 15 years, and it's held in place with wire coat hangers, but you can't tell that from the ground. A practical man at all.
You couldn't catch a fish or snare a rabbit?
No, I couldn't, no, because, I don't eat meat anyway, and so I should, unless there was a great quantity of fruit and vegetables on the island, then I should be in real trouble, I think.
So is there no happiness for you in the solitary state that we offer?
Well, no, I think there would be, but only for a very short time. I mean, there have been times in the past when I've needed to just go away. And what I used to do is I used to go and check into a most peculiar hotel in Scarborough and just sort of spend the weekends watching TV by myself and reading and things. Life got too much for me. I don't need to do that anymore, thank goodness. But I could cope for about 24 hours, I think, would be on my own. That's about as long as I could do it.
What you'd really need is a kind of regular supply of new releases to give you zest for life.
That, yes, and detailed reports on the football, too.
So John Peel is going to go on and on, looking forward, ever forward, huh?
Well, it seems to me, as I said, a natural thing to do, certainly. Well, yes.
Your last record?
Well, this would be by the Four Brothers from Zimbabwe. A few years ago, I went to Zimbabwe to open a British Council exhibition about British pop music, as a replacement, I should add, for Dave Lee Travis, who didn't want to go, so that kind of keeps you humble, the knowledge of that. But my wife came with me, because I always insist that she goes everywhere, because I just wouldn't like it if she didn't. And we went out into one of the townships to the Saratoga Club, to see the Four Brothers play. And it was like something from a film. Somebody asked her to dance, and she's a very exuberant and lively dancer, and she danced for about three numbers. And when she left the dance floor, everybody applauded, like it's like something in a John Travolta film. And I said to her later, I said, I wish the Four Brothers could play at my birthday party. And she genuinely organised this without my knowing anything about it at all. We had a marquee in the garden, and I wasn't allowed to go into it. And when I was allowed to go into it, the Four Brothers were there, and it was stupendous. And I maintain that they're the best live band that I've ever seen.
And you cried?
I did cry, yes, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Four brothers, and you can say this one, John.
Well, it's something like Pasipano Pano Ziedzu, but whenever I say it to them or have said it to them in the past, they shriek with laughter, but that's close enough.
Thanks for that, you two. Saved me a job there. That was the last from John Peel from his Desert Island Discs this week. Brilliant, that. Thank you very much to Peter Hardy for plucking that out of the archive. It works nicely, doesn't it, having three recommendations from one person in a show. We should maybe do that again. Yeah, brilliant. Let's face it, it makes my job easier, doesn't it? As if it could be easier.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music has always been a great place for you to hear a lot of different music up against each other.
The odd little songs that you've never heard before.
It gives young and up-and-coming artists a real platform.
It's new by JJ Doom, that's on Lex Records.
6 Music has always been very supportive to the Maccabees. I think Steve Lamack gave us our first ever radio play.
It's what we do.
A music-loving radio station.
It's public service broadcasting at its best.
We get such a range of sessions, of interviews.
What is it that keeps you working?
We don't work music, we play music.
By turn, 6 Music is entertaining, touching and hilarious.
A new phone, everyone! This will save the economies of the West!
What about global environmental catastrophe?
Shut up! Just buy it!
This is 6 Music with me, Lauren Laverne.
I'm Steve Lamack.
Radcliffe and Maccone.
High Octane, yeah. Double Act Interplay.
Mark Riley on 6 Music.
I'm Chris Hawkins.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Tom Ravenscroft.
You're with me, Gideon Coe.
This is BBC Radio.
6 Music.
Beth Orton's got a new record out. I very much enjoyed her show on 6 Music recently. This is called Call Me The Breeze, and it's different for her. Can I say that she sounds more relaxed? Well, I just did.
Call me the sea, call me the stream, call me the sky, call me the leaf.
The wonderful Beth Orton and Call Me the Breeze. And that's out now. Go get it. The theme of this week's show, because I've just finished a tour with Elbow, our last tour for 12 months, is bands that we have played with over the years. I could think of a better title, couldn't it? Standout Tours, Wonderful Tours. That was the tour that was, something like that. Anyway, the band that we've just finished touring with are Here We Go Magic. You'll know if you're a regular listener that was very much looking forward to meeting them. I discovered their music through this very show, been playing it for a couple of years, and was overjoyed to find out that they were up for supporting us around the UK last couple of weeks. I met them and they are just the nicest blokes. We got drunk with them, we danced with them, we laughed with them, and when Emma and I go to New York in a couple of months' time, we're going to hook up with them. That's how good they are, they're great. So this is still my favourite of theirs at the moment, and every night they filled the arenas with this beautiful sound. This song's called Over the Ocean. Lots and lots of love to the Here We Go Magic Boys.
Nothing can stop you.
Here we go, Magic, with Over the Ocean. Isn't that beautiful? The album to buy is called A Different Ship, and it's just great. Lovely lads, and a great tour. I was thinking during that song, actually, about my comment on Tom Waits. When I played Chocolate Jesus earlier on, I said that I thought perhaps he'd improvise the middle eight lyrics. Can you think of other recordings where it sounds like the singer is improvising the words? guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Let me know. Thank you very much to Michelle and Peter and Juliet and James and everybody at Six Music. Lots of love to Mike Hansen, who was working at Six Music for many moons, since it opened, in fact, and who has recently left. A wonderful man. Lots of love, Mike. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you guys... Happy New Week, and thank you everybody who came to see Elbow. Thank you for making our day over and over again. Night, Mum.
Is Guy Garvey.
Six.
Music.
Six. Music.
Six.
Six Music.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now.
It's Don Letts.
No matter what people say, these sounds leads the way. It's the order of the day from your boss DJ. Yes, one and all, I'm Don Letts, and this is your weekly dose of Culture Clash Radio. Tonight, I'm crossing time, space, and genres with Flume, Peter Tosh, Nostalgia 77, Tim Burgess, Blues Singer, Cashier No. 9, and my choice of what's possibly the last of this year's new releases. Now, you know the coon what I do. There's not too much talk or even technique, just taste and tunes. So let's cut the chat and run a track from Calvin Harris. Merry making at my place.
Oh. Into my house, oh. Entering the back of my house, oh. Welcoming you into my house. Come into my house, oh. You're invited into my house, oh. Entering the back of my house, oh. Welcoming you into my house. I've invited loads to my house, oh. Loads of people come to my house, oh. Let them drink inside of my house, oh. Make them smoke outside of my house. Love chasing. I've seen
of people in my front door, oh, trying to get into my house. Well, I've seen it before, oh. Lots of people in my front door, oh. Lots of people at my front door, oh. Trying to get into my house. Love chasing. Been chasing all the girls that you've been chasing, all the girls that we've been chasing. Oh, we're merry making all the girls that I've been chasing, all the girls that you've been chasing, all the girls that we've been chasing. Love chasing. Have my place, baby, have my place.